Hey everybody, it's Mr. Licorice here, and I haven't recorded in what feels like ages, so I thought maybe doing a questionnaire would be a great way to kind of segue my back way in. I also haven't done a questionnaire in ages, so why not start here? So we're doing the Soul Serendipitous Survey, and we'll go ahead and go right in. Number one, let's start with the small stuff. Since we're all nerds here, we know that in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, if you're filthy rich, you can buy planets from the McGrathians. Please describe what planet you'd like them to build for you. No one likes desert planets. So I'm going to admit, I have not read the book, nor have I seen the movie. If you want to come to my house with pitchforks and stuff, feel free. Doesn't really bother me. If I was gonna have a planet built for me, I would have it basically be like Westworld, only more like Dungeons and Dragons, and I guess I'd make it a little more accessible maybe, and that I'd vet people before they came. Like I don't want any like fucking actual murderers hanging out on my planet, so you'd need there'd be like background checks to have access to everything. Kind of deal. But I'd want to be able to like kill animatronic dragons and do magic stuff or something. That'd be really fucking cool. Number two, when talking to Siri, Cortana, Alexa, etc. By the way, why are all these assistants female? Do you say please and thank you? Do you think talking to electronic appliances like that could change our use of language as they get more common? So, to answer the question about electronic assistants, surveys have been conducted, and both men and women answered that majority felt more comfortable talking to females, especially in moments of crisis. I'm not entirely sure why that is. I mean, women do, in general, have better language communication skills than men, so maybe that's also it. But do I think that they could change our use of language? No. I think that most people know when they're talking to an app versus talking to a person. Now, granted, that line could get blurred in the future when AI has become so sophisticated that it becomes hard to tell them apart from people. There's definitely that possibility. But until that point, I don't really have any reason to think that that'll change our language significantly. Number three, share one or more tips to make masturbation even better. I guess I'm gonna start from a slate of no hints here. Number one, try edging yourself a little bit. Work it a little bit more every time. You probably don't want to get too ambitious too fast, or you'll get burnt out. If you're the kind of person that, if you're a dude and you went, you're only doing the quick fat before you go to bed, like I would probably suggest like trying to fap for like 15, 20, 30 minutes and then go from there. And like if you want to make your orgasms better, I guess, the edging goes with that too. Get yourself kind of at like that spot right before you're close to climax and just stop. And then give yourself some time to kind of like chill and then go right back into it. And I can't really speak for women, but it seems to work similarly there. So yeah, edge. Do some edging. Kind of expand how long you can go. Number four, what is something you'd like to eat that other people tend to find really disgusting? Weird combination of foods. There's not really any, kimchi, I think a lot of people really wouldn't like. It's pretty damn vinegary, or at least the stuff that I've had. I would have at one point said sushi, but it seems more common than I thought that people like that stuff, so I guess not sushi. In terms of like something that's not necessarily food, I like black licorice. and a lot of people really do not want to fuck with that. So black licorice is there, and anything black licorice related. So liquors that have that kind of flavor. So number five, do you have any self-care habits that can make you feel better at really stressful times besides masturbation? I've never really had self-care. I don't know. Self-care is a pretty broad category. I suppose my best answer would be to catch up with people that I care about that I haven't talked to in a while. Really, really helps a lot. I just caught up with like family and friends recently, and that was really nice. If there's like somebody if you've got the time and there's somebody that you haven't talked to in a while and you can maybe like call them or go get a coffee or whatever you want to do and catch up and all that stuff, it's really nice. Number six, what's the pettiest thing you've ever gotten into an argument about with someone, and did you manage to make up again? Pettiest thing about an argument? I don't think I've gotten into a real argument over petty stuff, and I don't really tend to get into like what people would consider like arguments very commonly. I guess the last thing I probably got unnecessarily argumentative over was a girlfriend back in like 2000. It was my last relationship, really. It was like a long time ago, but I was the kind of person that just, I had this weird active disbelief in the idea of having a very strong idea about what you expected out of the future. So my girlfriend at the time had all these plans, and I'm like, you know, that's like ridiculously unrealistic, like set of plans to have like that far into the future when you have no fucking idea what's going to happen next. But I was arguing less out of like it was dumb, and more out of like my own problem with being able to really like make plans for the future and not really having any plans and things like that. So it didn't really lead to a breakup. There was other problems there, but I mean, I apologize, but it was later. So number seven, if you had to choose one politician to start posting on GWA, who would you pick? What do you think they would do for the first audio? Lordy. If I wanted something funny, I don't know if that one guy, Lord Vermin, counts. He's not really a serious contender, but that would just be really funny. I think we can get a good humor audio out of him. I'm assuming this is a living politician. I don't know. I guess maybe somebody that has a really nice voice. A lot of people seem to find, God damn it, what's that guy's name? He's a prime minister of Canada or whatever. Trudeau, yeah. I guess Trudeau did an audio, people would probably like flip shit. I don't really know any female like politicians off the top of my head. Certainly none that like I would want to hear an audio out of. So number eight, if you could choose one famous painting to hang inside your house, what would you pick? Famous painting? Probably that one painting that's like it's kind of like of a picnic. It's a famous one where it's like a picnic in a park kind of deal. I can't really remember who it's by or like, or, you know, smaller details, but it's kind of like a classic thing. I suppose Starry Night is a good second option because it's a very visually pleasing painting. Number nine, for me, most of the time there's something I'm curious about. Maybe it's just really small stuff like trying out a new recipe. Maybe it's other things. What are you curious about at the moment, or are you not the curious type? I don't know if I'd call myself the curious type. I'm certainly not a closed-minded person. I do stick to a lot of things that work for me, but I'm not unwilling to try new things. Things I'm curious about right now are other RPG games that I've never played. So this includes like Seventh Sea, Numenera, Starfinder, Cypher in general, and some other things. I've gotten a whole bunch of books lately for a lot of those games. So, number 10, have you ever done something objectively judged was pretty stupid, but you're still glad you did it? If so, what was it? Objectively stupid. God, there's a good couple of things. And I don't really know if there's any that I would say I was glad I did it. You know, not in a fashion of, like, not that I learned from it, but I guess more that, like, it's a funny story I can tell people. I went streaking once. It was really cold with a couple friends spontaneously. No one saw. We kind of, like, streaked, like, out in this freaking big field that was kind of behind a guy's house. That was barely fun, I guess. Well, it was fucking cold. But, you know, I can tell people, like, yeah, I did that. It was pretty cool. Number 11. Okay, this is not a question, but please, please, please give me a short ramble about your current obsession. It could be anything. How an old lady on the street smiled at you, a movie you've seen, and cool new fact you've recently learned, amazing sex you've heard, etc., etc. I don't really have a current obsession. I mean, I've got current projects that I'm working on. Like, there's a story that I'm writing for a Pathfinder game that I want to run at some point in the future. I've been working on that. I've kind of been doing a very brief guide on some stuff on Pathfinder, like stuff that hasn't really been outlined in other guides yet. I've also been, like I said before, I got a whole bunch of new books for RPGs that I didn't have before. I'm probably going to start reading into those. So I've kind of been, I guess, a more of an RPG kick than I already usually am. Number 12. Please use 3 song titles to describe your personality. Song titles. Ed, I don't really think there's any that come to mind, considering, like, I'm not the most knowledgeable of popular music, and most of the shit I listen to is, like, metal and stuff that, like, will be way under the radar for most people. And none of that actually really fits my personality. I'll have to probably skip this one. Number 13, bonus. If this is not too personal, what was the most awkward thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Probably it was the last time I did. That was, like, years ago. I had sex with this girl, and, like, we didn't really know each other at all. We'd been drinking all night, and she was, like, asking me questions about myself and stuff like that, like, kind of while we were in the mode. And I'm like, you know, and I don't mean to sound, like, insensitive, you know, when I say this, but, like, I didn't really care about her in any given way. Like, I was just trying to get my rocks off at that point. So, you know, I was, like, trying to ignore them and stuff like that, and I didn't want to, like, give up on getting my rocks off. That was about it, though. The rest of it was fine. I mean, not, like, super great, but it was kind of awkward. I haven't really had a lot of awkward experiences, really, during sex, so that's about it. So if you enjoyed listening to this, thanks for taking the time to listen. I didn't want to make it, like, too long, although I usually spend about 20 minutes on these, so, again, I haven't recorded in a long time. I've had ideas, but either I can't get privacy, or I get distracted, or I can't fixate myself on one thing in terms of, like, what to record and all that other stuff. So if you're still sticking around and you're still checking out what I'm doing, thank you. You know, I'm still doing mod stuff. I'm backstage and whatever, and I'm still kind of around. You'll see that I'm still commenting. I'm usually more on Two Tarts than anything else at these days. So, but yeah, I hope you guys are having a good week. I hope you guys are going to enjoy your holidays. And that's it.